The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stadmiller today. Today's date is 22nd of August, 2019. And joining me today is another host on the network and on GCN USA Prepares, Mr. Vincent Fanelli. Are you there, Vincent?
I'm here. And thank you for inviting me to join you this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me. Well, we're going to go off in a different direction today. We're going to do something that's never probably been done on this network. And it's something I think it's very important, very essential. Vincent and I spoke about this a couple days ago, and I guess again yesterday. So let me do my little monologue here, and then we'll get right into the meat of what we're going to do tonight here. This is an interactive show. This is an interactive broadcast tonight. We are going to ask for your participation 100%. And we'll lay down the ground rules here for you, what we're going to do tonight. And like I said, this is your time to voice your opinions here tonight on this broadcast. So as most successful businesses that I look at, I always notice that they're successful for a reason, because they do some feedback. They go out there, they do surveys, they talk to the public, they talk to their customers, their listening audience, whatever they're in the business of, but they want to find out the other side of how they're perceived. And tonight, we're going to do that. We're gonna dig into the meat and potatoes of why you listen to this network. What makes it for you? What doesn't make it for you? We're going to lay it out for you tonight. And I do want these phone lines filled up. Let's keep Michael in the board up there. Let's keep him really busy tonight. Unfortunately, bad news carries travels much faster than good news. So, you know, we understand that. That's just the way things are in life. I'd like to see more of the other, but that's not possible. It seems like bad news just carries a lot better than good news. That's why the mainstream media has a lock on the bad news and the fake news on top of that. But like I said, all successful companies seek feedback from their employees and from their customers. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to dig into what we can do better, what we're doing good already, and we're going to lay it out here for you. So like I said, this is an interactive show tonight. There are no holds barred tonight. I repeat, no holds barred. Let's just keep some ground rules of professionalism. Let's be civil. Let's not use any cursing language. But let's talk about why you listen to this network, why you continue to listen to this network, and we're just going to break it down. What else can I add to this? We're going to ask what you want, content, hosts, content, lack of, or the content you do like to hear, the sound quality, and education, if you want more education. This is constructive criticism. This is how I'm going to take this. And I want to say right now that Vincent and I are not excluded in this survey, what we're talking back and forth. We are not excluded. So if we're doing something wrong, I want to hear about it, because then I can become a better broadcaster for this network. I'm thankful that John gave me the podium here to do my show every Sunday. Vincent's on the network also with his rebroadcast of USA Prepares, this network. So like I said, let's just keep it civil. And these are hard times. Independent media is struggling, not just us, But I would be happy just to pay the bills every month and never ask for a penny from you. But until we get more advertising, and I'm working on that myself personally, a couple things in the fire that maybe we can get more, but we are dependent upon donations, unfortunately. So, Vincent, anything else to add to that?
For the next 2 hours, we'll continue the special broadcast. It's a high-risk broadcast, one that has never been done in the history of radio. One where we ask our class, and I use the word class when I broadcast, because I look at what USA Prepares does as a broadcast classroom. I do not want to have listeners. What I really want to have is students, those who pay attention, those who say, wow, I heard something. I need to know more about this. Let me do some homework. This is like what we do is a college level discussion of things that are not discussed in school. So we'd like you to participate in this special broadcast. Prepare your responses. Please be concise and accurate. We're asking for, as Steve said, constructive criticism about all of us. Steve, me, John, everybody. And we'd like you to stay on topic. No exceptions tonight, please. Please stay on topic. This is a broadcast for you to tell us what you think, what you like, what you don't like, what you think we do okay, what you think we don't do okay, what you think we can do better. And how we can be best of the best. Lee Iacocca said it so well. When Chrysler was in the throes of bankruptcy, he came to the rescue. And there were television commercials that said, we're Chrysler. We don't want to be the biggest, just the best. Now, if you've been to Home Depot, you have never seen a greeter at Home Depot say, hey, we're having a little get-together this afternoon. Now, we want to know what you like and what you don't like about us. If they did, they would have to put away all their nail guns. So that's tonight's broadcast, 800-313-9443.
Let me just mention something else.
Independent radio.
Yeah. Vincent, you know, on a grading scale, D is a passing grade, correct? Vincent, you're there. Did I lose Vincent?
I'm here, but I'm here, but okay. I lost you. I heard you say on a grading scale, what's happening?
A D. A D is a passing grade, but is not acceptable grade. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not happy with just getting by. I'm not happy with a D. So I'm shooting for much, much higher. I'm looking high 80s, low 90s. At least is it possible to get 100%? No. If you've ever seen reviews, people are giving reviews. They always find something they don't like about what you're doing. So it's nearly impossible to get 100%. So I'm happy with high 80s and low 90s, I'll be honest with you, and because that's the real world. So I'm not happy just to get by. So tonight, I don't know where we are on the grading scale on this network. I don't know what people are thinking, how we score. I know on Sunday after my broadcast, actually during my broadcast, and I'm not patting myself on the back because I followed. I'm not sure who I followed, but we were 15. The 15th most listened to broadcast on Sunday night after my show or during my show of 97 broadcasts that people could have been listening to. RBN scored 15. I'm very proud of that. Right? Proud to be part of that. But it's not just me. There's many, many great hosts on this network who talk about a lot of issues. We're all kind of all versatile. We all have our little special things we do. Vincent is in the business of education, really big time, and I enjoy that. I enjoy his broadcast because I learn a lot, try to be more well-rounded myself. But I'm not happy with just getting by, and I think we can do much better. So that's why we decided to put this together, to reach out, to listen to you, what you have to say about these broadcasts. And we have like 34, or is it 36 hosts on this network? Benny, is it 34 or 36? Somewhere in that ballpark. I lost Vinny again. Vinny, are you there?
Okay, I'm here. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org and you look at the show schedule, you'll see Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m., there are 12 broadcasts. USA Prepares starts off the morning, Monday through Friday, for 2 hours. So there are 12 broadcasts on the Monday through Friday schedule. Saturday, we fire up at 8 a.m., and there are 8 other broadcasts, and it runs until midnight. And then on Sunday, there are 9 more, all different, and that starts at 8 a.m. and continues to 1 in the morning. Add it all up, there are 29 broadcasts. Some broadcasts have more than one host, some have co-hosts, but if you add up just the broadcasts, 29, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. It's really impressive.
It is.
So from the early hours of the morning till the wee hours of the evening, we're there.
Yes, we are.
And you know the interesting thing about this? Oh, I wanted to ask you, Steve.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that, you know, it's all fair here at republicbroadcasting.org. I just want to make sure you and I are getting the same amount of pay. How much do you get?
Minimum wage. Vincent, I'm kidding. I want the new minimum wage, $15 an hour. That's what I want. No. Nothing. Zero. Yeah. Nada. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing here.
Yeah. My time.
We're
volunteers. That is the reality of the situation. We prepare on our own time. We take time away from our families, prepare the broadcast, try to make it interesting, try to make it educational, try to make it informative, try to make it fun. So we take a couple hours a day out of our lives, and then we go on the radio and spend a couple more hours. That's what we do. So it's a passion. It's something that we think is important, and we think it is so important that we donate something that we'll never get back, and that's time.
That's right.
And that's the reality of the situation.
I agree, 100%. No, I'm not getting a penny out of this. I could be doing other things. I have a passion for truth. I saw a need long ago, and I started in Northern California, my little show there, that I was getting tired of the double talk. You know all about the double talk, don't you there, Vincent?
Yeah, and we can talk about that if you'd like. So yeah. For 3 weeks, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's one of our senior instructors. He's a PhD physicist, and he's the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, the real Fox Mulder. It was not the FBI. There was no Scully. It was about 9 guys, all men, and it was the U.S. Navy. And so Fox Mulder, which is Dr. Richard Allen Miller, was tasked with, what is it? We don't know what it is. Go figure it out. What is this phenomenon? And he and his associates would go chase down whatever it was that the Navy didn't understand. And that's kind of like the storyline of the X-Files, but the reality was it was phenomenon. How does this work? Can we reverse engineer it? Those kinds of things. So he and I, he's a scientist, a physicist, and I asked him, I said, hey, Rick, and he's been on the radio with me almost 8 years, 2 hours a week, every Thursday. And so I said, hey, Rick, I'd like to try something. I'd like to try an experiment and see if people are paying attention. I don't think they are. So let's do a broadcast where you build your own lexicon of bogus non-word terms. And I'll build one, and we will go on the air, and we will, with an absolute serious tone, we will talk about something. So, for example, if I start first, I'll start talking about a topic, and then I'll say, your thoughts, Rick. And you come back and say something completely foreign, totally disjointed, nothing about what I just mentioned. Off on a complete different tangent. And then use words that are made up but sound scientific and have sentences that are totally disjointed, sentences that are incomplete, sentences that don't make sense. Mix it with some sentences and words that are real, and we'll do 2 hours of that in a straight face, and we will announce ahead of time that we're going to do double speak, new speak, before we do it. And we did. Nobody caught us on it. So what am I talking about? I talked about things like, and this is newspeak, okay? So this is not real. So I'm gonna discuss something that we talked about. I said this. The dohastic theory of circular movement of light particles and wavelengths into a form of tunneling vehicle, which is the way Elon Musk spirals his earth-boring machine. He wasn't the first to bore holes. End quote. That was incomplete sentences, disjointed, and bogus. Another thing I said was, and I spelled some of these things. I said Marissa Loonkins, M-I-R-E-S-A, Loonkins, L-O-O-N-C-A-N-S, and the resulting columnar clouds piercing the ionosphere as a result of chlorofluorocarbons. The Earth will induce and heat up and cause ionic residue on the circuit boards of microelectronics, such as cell phones and Apple Mac computers, which is why Tim Cook wants to make the new Apple Macs with a manufacturer's suggested retail price of $6,000 in clean rooms and wants an exception from the import tax of 25%.
Vincent, I hate to stop you there,
makes
but
no
we got
sense.
We got calls lined up right now. So let's get to the calls.
Let's go.
Let's do it. We got Ray in Cape Junction, Oregon. You're on the show. Ray, you're there.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm here. We're going about this in the wrong way. The people are the government. The government that we know of are our servants. They cannot function without our support. I suggest that we boycott government. We know government is corrupt. We know they make decisions for us that are against our concern, and we have no control over it. Once they make a decision, it's done. We go to war. We build military bases all over the world, and our money is being spent in a debt system where the debt is increasing. So we're always behind catching up.
Ray, did you? I wanted you to
Ray,
participate.
Can I ask you a question?
Ray, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question, Ray? Did you hear what I said about staying on topic? Did you hear that?
Well, I think this
Ray,
is on the topic.
Did you hear that? That we're going to.
I think this is on topic.
Excuse me.
I'm suggesting that
you think that this
each
is
each of us. Hello.
Yes.
We're talking about what you like about Republic Broadcasting, the kinds of broadcasts that we do. That's the question. What can we do better? What do we need to improve on? What do we do right?
All of you are conducting programs concerning resisting evil. I'm suggesting we don't resist evil, we boycott it. If we know where the problem is, and it's in government, we change our withholding agreement and get a full day's pay for a full day's work, and then we fund the government that we want, and that puts the power back to the people, which is the real government. That is the problem. All of your programs go to the point of resisting what government is doing, and they don't care what we say. They're going to do what they're going to do because they got our money.
So you're saying, Ray, what you're saying is you want to hear more of the host talk about solutions, not just identifying the problem, but you want to identify more solutions to the problem, correct? Would you say that?
There's only one solution, and the solution is that we fund the government that we want. And if we have a government that is not acting on our behalf, we don't support them. We boycott them. Now, that kind of program...
I've got a comment.
Go ahead.
Got a comment about that. Have you ever listened to USA Prepares 6 to 8 in the morning on RBN?
No, I don't. No.
Should.
Okay. That's why you said that. Because I talk about those things. I talk about the agricultural census and how I don't fill it out. I talk about the IRS 1040 and the associated forms and how I cross off the part about perjury and I initial it because I don't subscribe to it. I talk about how to start your own business and avoid paying taxes legally. Is that what you're saying? Because I do that.
Okay, Brian and Jim upstate New York and Art off the grid. Hang on the lines here, and we'll be right back at the short commercial break.
Concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, You probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
And we're back. This is the National Insider Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadler today, and I got my good friend, Mr. Vincent Finelli, up there in Missouri, hanging with us tonight. We're going to move on with the next caller here. And again, people, 1-800-313-9443. Please chime in. This is your turn, your chance to tell us what we do right, what we do wrong, suggestions, anything. There's no holds barred tonight. The hosts, everything, we can handle it. This is constructive criticism. We'll take it. We'll internalize it here, and we'll figure out what our plan is. But our plan is to do better, grow, and get more listeners. So we go back to the phones here. Ray in Oregon's gone. Brian in Washington, you're on the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. So the things that have happened on RBN that are spectacular is, I think the communitarian exposing. Clint Richardson had Nikki Rapana on. Deanna has had Lark on. Lark fills in. I am offering a suggestion because I'm out here on the West Coast, and I have been battling for 3 weeks now with a symposium, an online summit, to try and battle this 5G thing. Okay. There is a Patrick Wood who is presenting, and he is pushing that technocracy is the boogeyman, and if we all battle that boogeyman, we can fix this. And they will not listen to me saying, well, Are you completely unaware of Nicky Rapana stumbling upon this project in the late 90s in Seattle? And if any of you lived on the West Coast, you'd know what it's like to be up to your eyeballs in this community attack, the rights of the community. It is just out of control. But what I'm trying to get across is we don't have a forum to discuss this. So here's my suggestion. If RBN wants to take the and fill this void that is not happening and has been replaced by a false trail of technocracy, why don't we just announce to all of the broadcasters for 1 week, they will discuss this word and we can have it hashed out. Is the rights of the community going to supersede all rights of the individual? Is there going to be a solar radiation management symposium at Harvard in 2017? And when they're discussing how are we going to implement worldwide global governance and be able to control the weather as we see fit, we will need to implement communitarian law, because we have to have this kind of legal system like they have in Europe in order to pull it off. And yet, see, I'm not seeing this adequately addressed. I'll let you gentlemen have a few words, and you can keep me on or whatever you'd like.
Okay. Well, we'll drop you. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. I wrote down. I would assume he also means probably Agenda 2030, talking more about Agenda 2030, along with the communitarianism. I know Lark is a great asset. He's out there. He's probably listening right now. I actually contacted him today and told him to chime in. It is important. He's very knowledgeable in that section there. Vincent, any words on your end?
Yeah, I just want to mention that Lark has been to the farm. I know him personally. He's a wonderful person. He's very bright. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And I think what Brian was saying is that we need to do what the police do. Gang up. All of us gang up on one topic. Now, but just to let you know, not all of us have the same knowledge base. So nice idea. Maybe we can do it. But not all of us are on the same level of education on every topic. That's just my response.
Yeah, I might make another request out there for people to call in. Tell us what shows you listen to. I'd like to know how broad you go out. There's so many different hosts on the network. I'd like to hear who you're listening to on a regular basis. And like I said, there's no holds barred tonight. Hosts, whatever you got to say, just keep it civil, keep it professional. And so this, we can all be better at what we're doing here. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Jim in upstate New York, you're on the show.
Yes,
Jim,
gentlemen.
You're there.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm glad you guys did this tonight. I'll just give you my brief background on my attraction to RBN. I listened to Alan Watt on AJ Station. What it was Alan was on your station. So, that's how I got directed to RBN. And, I fell in love with RBN because, there was a whole host of different people that, really, shared a lot of my values. And I think the bigger question for you guys is that, or your audience is, what attracts you to RBN? When I heard Alan Watt, I was like, wow, this guy's a heavy dude, but John got rid of him. I don't know why, but I think there's a bigger question there,
Okay, Jim, I'm going to hold you over after the commercial break here. We're going to come right back to you. We've got Art and Sebastian in Sweden. Hang on the line. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
one 800 313 9443. People, this is your time to chime in on what we do right, what we do wrong, suggestions, everything. No holds barred tonight. We're going to go back to the phones here again to Jim in upstate New York. Jim, I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. What shows do you listen to? What do you like? What don't you like? Any suggestions? I want to hear what you have to say on this.
Oh, absolutely. Saturday mornings Dr. Daniels, wonderful. And on Sunday, you know, you're included, my friend.
You're kind.
You guys got a wide, broad scope, opinionated, you know, and that's what I love about it. This is why I listen to RBN. It's because you guys got a vast majority of highly opinionated people that it's just fascinating to me, you know. And if it wasn't that I heard Alan Watt that one time, I turned on to you guys, you know, is there certain guys I don't like? I have to be honest with you, no. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. Because, you know, I keep that, you know, quite objective. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah, let me say that now.
I have to be honest with you. You guys were talking about gerbils the other day. You know, I was like, oh my God, I was like, it's like I was on the, I was still on the floor, you know what I mean? But
Vinny maybe saying, tell that story.
Yeah, believe me, my wife's a nurse. Got a lot of stories about weird stuff like that. But yeah. I just wanted to just chime in and say, listen, I think the better question to ask is why you missed RBI.
Why?
You know, are you a zealot? You know, this'll, I have to be honest with you, a lot of your callers are just like diehard zealots. You know, it's like, you know, Tom Mudick this, you know, communitarian that, whatever. You know what I mean? And it gets a little redundant after a while. But, you know, I can accept that as well, you know. But overall,
Jim, it sounds to me,
it's just a blast.
Jim, it sounds to me,
I'm sorry?
Like, it sounds to me like you like most of us, if not all of us. And
absolutely.
It sounds
I have to be
to
honest
me
with you,
like
sir.
You okay. Very good. Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay. Appreciate that call. Going to go back out here to Art Off the Grid. Art, you're on the show. What's on your mind? Speak the truth. Art? Is Art still there? Mike? Okay, we're going to go to somebody else. We'll go back to him if we can. Sebastian in Sweden, you're on the show. Sebastian, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, this is Sebastian.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is Sebastian. The reason why I listened to RBN is that I think it was between 15 to 17 years ago, I was listening to only one channel. I thought I could only get that. It's, oh my gosh. Now I just... lost my chain of thought. Well, anyway, no, AJ, Alex Jones, right? And the reason why I listened to him, because I listened to a guy every time he came on by the name of Bob Chapman. And I'm sure Vincent knows who that is. I don't know if you know, Steve. But
no,
he's he was an economy. Yeah. And he said one day, he said, well, I have to go now. I got to do the Intel report. And I said, why? Where's he going? And then I Googled it. And I finally found RBN. And since then, I... rarely ever listen to anything else. I like the programs,
Sebastian. Bob Chapman,
and I like your program
right,
when I can. Sorry,
Bob Chapman was absolutely brilliant, and he was a very dear and close friend of mine, and so I miss him very, very sorely. But please continue. You listen to.
I've exchanged a few emails with him at the time. But anyway, then I came over to RBN, and I also been following Rivero, Mike, since on his website since 1996 or something. So I tried to listen to the programs. I tried to listen to Vincent because it's during the day here in Sweden. Right now it's 1:35 in the morning. I'm not usually up like this late, but I took it. I'm 72. I was cutting the grass. I got 2,000 square meters, and then I came with just a push mower. Of course, it's gasoline, but I came in. I took a little nap, and I woke up at 8, and I looked at my watch and said, oh, my God, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm supposed to help a guy at 7 with his water pump, right? And I said, well, he hasn't called yet. What happened? So now I woke up in the afternoon, so I'm wide awake now, but usually I try to get to sleep, you know, and wake up early in the morning. So if I'm home, I listen to Vincent because it's during the day here. And he talks about tractors and John Deere, and I have a lot of them around me. I live in the country, but I'm not a farmer.
Perfect.
And the reason why I listen to RBN, I listen to Rick Adams. I listen to when I and also Deanna Spingola, John Setmiller after Michael Rivera. And you on Sundays, and Vincent during the week, and Rick Adams. I forgot. But Saturday and Sunday, I try to listen to it regularly, RBN. And the reason why I listen to RBN is just the words they always say, you can handle the truth. And no one is... you can say what you want. It's free speech. And free speech to me is absolute. And once we lose that, it's no radio. What are you going to listen to? Permitted speech is not free speech. Like we have in Sweden here now, we don't have free speech. We have more or less permitted speech when you talk about the foreigners that came in the last two or three years. So you never lose that. But I'm talking to you on a burner phone, so hopefully they can't hear me. They don't know who I am. But it's true. This, you can handle the truth. That's it. That's RBN in a nutshell.
Thank you, Sebastian. We need to move on. We got lots of people here. I don't want to cut anybody off. Thank you for that input. We appreciate it. Going to go right back to the phones here. Art off the grid. Let's hear what you've got to say.
Just to touch on the issue of Lark, I talked with him about 2 weeks ago, and he used to come on when I was on UCY 6 days a week. He used to come on every Friday, and we'd talk about communitarianism. And, of course, he had 17 months on RBN. And the reason why I reached out to him to try to get him to come on this new broadcast I'm doing. But he told me that, his past experience with broadcast was that people really didn't care about communitarianism. And so he really, he's got more important things to do with his time than to feel like he's wasting it on something that people don't care about. Now, maybe he's changed his mind over the past 2 weeks. I don't know. If he is, he knows how to contact me. I'd love to talk to him. But as far as RBN and my relationship, I started listening to RBN back when they, we were listening to people like Bill Carnes and Two-Way Radio, Phil Posderick, Ernest Hancock, Jerry and Jenny with Freedom Frenzy. So this goes back many, many years ago. And they left the network, and it kind of broke my heart. And then they started being replaced with people like Carolyn Yeager, David Manning, Fergus Hoxson, all of which disgusted me. So I lost a lot of interest in RBN. But then they started bringing on some new hosts after these guys left. Kind of got me back. So now there are currently 29 hosts on RBN. Five I try to never miss. Two of them are on Saturday morning, and the other three are on Sunday, one in the morning, two in the afternoon and evening, or one in the afternoon.
Who do you miss? Who do you want to miss? Tell us the shows and then who you want to miss. Just curious.
Well, the five that I try never to miss is on Saturday, Farron and Tim and Lori, along with Rick, the alternative media and the rural survival show. On Sunday, it's Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm, Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, and Perception Management with Keith Rogers. And if I'm up early enough, we make six of them, that would be the other one would be Sunday with Republic of Texas with Steve O'Brien, if I'm up early enough. Sunday tends to be my sleep-in day, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I need one day. One day, that's all I ask, one day. But those are the hosts that I try to
Art, remember. I'm going to ask you, who do you want to pass on for shows and why? No, come on. I'm serious. This is no holds barred. I'm asking
there
the question.
There are two of them I would love to see gone ASAP.
Okay. All right. Who are they?
National Bugle Radio and the Trump Phenomenon. I cannot stand this Trump love fest. It makes me absolutely sick to my stomach.
What was the other one again? The other one?
National Bugle Radio, which is also connected to James Kelso.
Got it. Okay. I'm writing it down.
Okay. Well, those are the two I'd love to see gone. But as far as the rest of them, during the week, I'm generally up until 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. I'm listening to local talk radio because this is my local area. So I want to know what's going on here in my local area. And then at 4 o'clock, I'll switch to RBN when Mike comes on, and then all the way through John's broadcast. And so during the week, that's really all I listen to on RBN. But it's because, like I said, during the day, I'm outside working. I can't drag my computer out in the yard, but I have an FM stereo, And so we have a local talk radio broadcast that I listen to.
Yeah. So, Art, I need to push on here. I got other calls, but thank you for your call. I am documenting everything you've said here, so we're going to make a list and compile it all and figure out how we can be better. And we need to move on here. Thank you very much for your call. Marvin in Las Vegas, sorry for waiting so long. What's on your mind? How can we be better?
Hello. Hello there. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay. My idea of in a talk show, and I listen to your station quite a bit, and my idea is, you know, when we were growing up, the government put out a list in the post office of the 10 worst criminals on the FBI list, right?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
now,
correct.
What we need to do is tell the government, well, these are the 10 worst things that our government does. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have to have our list of the 10 worst things the government does. And I have my list. Mm-hmm. I can read them off real simple. And then we have to focus on those 10 problems. We can't go any further than 10. We can always, once we can, we've got one of these worst things controlled, we can take it off the list and add another one. But we have to focus on 10 of them. That's my best.
Marvin, I think I hear what you're saying. And you're saying the same thing as another caller. Let's gang up on them. We'll pick a topic and we'll just go get them and we'll just be relentless, nonstop, attack, 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 just like the police do. Is that right?
I understand what you're saying, but we have to take a little bit of the show, anybody's talk show that wants to help the American, we the people, to get these problems solved. We need to focus on them. And we need to take part of your show to say, okay, these are our 10 problems that the government does the worst at, and what do we do in as far as getting something done about them, you know? And
Marvin, I think I just said what you said, but we've got a lot of calls stacked up here,
yeah,
Steve.
We're going to get going. Yeah, we do. Thank you very much for your call.
You're
Marvin, thank you very much. We're going to go back to the phones here. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the show. What is on your mind today for how can we be better? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? Suggestions.
Well, I don't really think you're... By the way, hello, Steve, and hello, Mr. Finelli. By the way, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I don't think you're doing anything wrong. There's at least 10 shows that I try to never miss, broadcasters. Okay. That's John.
What are they?
Yours,
what
Steve. Are they? John, Scott Miller, Steve's, Vincent's, Keith Rogers, Rick Adams, Farron, Robert from Incendiary Radio, Tim and Laurie Spencer. Now, these shows, I try not to never... I mentioned Steve O'Brien, I guess, yes. These are shows I try never to miss. I find them to be the best, to me personally. But what I think, if I can give you a couple... And the call-in is a great... Call-ins are a great format because I learn just as much from the callers as I do in the hosts. They're very intelligent people. They're like-minded people. That's a reason why I tune in. Because you don't feel so alone. There's people who are aware of what's happening, just like yourself. It takes that loneliness off your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? But what I think you can do maybe, guys, is I would try to, at this juncture in time, to mobilize more people and to unite more people and more like a public service route. Like, in other words, recommend support groups for legal matters or patriotic law firms, and give out their numbers so people can deal with these situations that we're all being bombarded with individually. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To recommend other support groups, like, let's say, smart meters, a number to call for when you're confronted with this. Another group to call when you're confronted with this, because we're being attacked on every level, and it gets frustrating. So I think that might be a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. More education.
I've got a comment.
Yes.
Chance?
Yes.
Here in the corrupt state of Missouri, there was a House, there was a a bill in the House, and it would confiscate AR-15s, AK-47s, magazines over 10 rounds. And if you didn't get rid of them in 90 days after the bill being signed into law, you would be a felon. I gave out the telephone numbers of the alleged representatives who sponsored and co-sponsored that bill. It was dead the next afternoon. And the alleged representatives were on KMOV TV St. Louis saying, I don't know what happened. Boy, these people called me up and all day, all night. They were yelling and screaming at us. How'd they get our cell phone numbers? I gave out the cell phone numbers. You are right on the money. Yeah. We're all going to do it more. I commit to that.
Can I hold on during the break?
We got so many calls.
We got a lot of more calls. Yeah, we
better. I'll be quick.
1-800-313-9443. Please call in with suggestions. Tell us what you like about RBN. Give us the scoop. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Steve Elkins and Vincent Finelli here tonight. We are really getting into why we are here. What do you like about RBN? What don't you like? We're good. There's no holds barred tonight. We want to hear what you have to say about this network. What do you think we can improve on? What you don't like? What you do like? We're open. Everything tonight, just keep it civil, please, and stay on topic. We got four more in the loop here. I'm going to let you finish up really fast, Chance, here, because I got four more behind you, so please make it fast.
Okay, you know what might be another good suggestion, a good idea, is if you guys mailed out RBN business cards to your supporters. So this way, we could leave them all in public places and get more people on board to listen to the network. That might be a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, actually,
okay,
we should do that.
How about this? How about we publish on the website where you can print them out at your leisure, as many as you want, and you can cut them up and leave them. How about that?
I don't have access to a computer. I do everything basically the old-fashioned way. I stay away from the computer. I don't have a computer. That's why I made that particular suggestion. Okay. But I sure can drop business cards everywhere I go, locally in supermarkets, put them here, put them there, and get more people on board. Because okay. More people
duly
need
noted.
To hear
we
this
wrote it down.
Got it written down.
Yeah, more people need, to, need yep. to hear this network. And like, I believe it was Art, I don't get into that, the Trump phenomena guy. I think that's got to go. I mean, well, that's just my 2 cents worth, fellas. Oh, and Vincent, good luck on Friday with the election. Laclede, I believe it is.
Well, yes, I'm going to be on stage in front of a couple thousand people. They give me 2 minutes, and they said they're going to shut the microphone off in 2 minutes. I wrote my presentation. I'm going for the juggler. I will broadcast it on my broadcast. If we get it recorded, you'll get to hear it.
Okay.
Chance, thank you so much for
it.
Your kind words.
I
really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chance. Appreciate it. We're going to go back to the phones here. Murr in Wisconsin, what's on your mind?
Good evening. Good evening.
Hello, Murr.
Vincent and Stephen. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you know, we don't agree with our own selves when we find out something new, our own former selves, right? We change our own minds, so we can't expect to agree with anyone else all the time. And there is one that does give out his home phone all the time and always has, and that's one that follows you that I think you're kind of gunning for. But when Michael Herzog had his show and he had Susan Lindauer, you know who she is, right? Mueller basically had her put away when she was, blowing the whistle on him way back then. So I guess that was about 9/11. But anyway, Michael, like you guys, was often either off or on the Trump train or on the platform or all these little cute, ideas. And all I could do was see myself out in the hot sun walking the railroad bed, checking for sabotage way out in front of the train. And I said something similar to that, and Susan said she was with me on that. And I think that's where we need to be, is proactive in whatever way we're guided to be, whether it be speaking like you fine gentlemen do so much and spend so much time. Could I wait a minute? I have one more thing.
Yeah, well, at this top of the hour break, we'll be right back. We'll let you finish up really fast. I've got three more behind you, Murr. Appreciate it. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins and Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.